let us continue where we left off. We are on, okay, there are no page numbers, so on the page where it says on the bottom, Gimel Amud Aleph. But you have to go up to the section above where it says, Baal Shekina Le'ishta Kedei Shelo Telech Le'tzadik Oy Machmas Ketota. Okay, a new case, a new case. Situation where, let's see what it says. Maisa bi'isha shahoysa hilechas letzadik mufursam. Okay, we have a story where a woman was going to visit a tzadik mufursam v'nosenes loy pidyoynoy. Okay, so she went to a rebbe to give him a kvittel. Now with the kvittel he gives a few dollars. B'chtei she'yispalo lavura, in order that the tzadik should be yispalo on her behalf. However, the husband was not a chosid. He was a misnagid. So he told his wife, don't you dare go to the tzaddik. How dare you? Ach baal baala son sono sonei es oso hatzaddik. The husband hated the tzaddik. I mean, you like this case? I'm out of pages. I ran out. Just a second page. The husband hated the tzaddik. In order to prevent, here's the story. The husband hated this Hasidic Rebbe. And in order to prevent his wife from going to this Rebbe for a bracha, he told her, don't you dare have stira. Yechidus. When you go into a Rebbe, not anymore today. They stopped this today. Today, if you read the news, the Rebbe's no longer meet with women. They don't even do that anymore. One of the big Rebbe's... should be yichud. Okay, but because of what's going on in the news, in the media, there was one of the big Rebbe's... I forgot who it was. One of the big Rebbe's narrated Shul, he went and he made an announcement, no more, and he's not going to meet with women at all anymore. Because this...
He wanted them not to be hushed in the rabbi?
No, this is a holy Rebbe. Who was it? It happened a few weeks ago. It was a big news item that because of all these scandals, he said, that's it. I don't want to get involved with this anymore. I'm not meeting with women anymore. But this is a maisa where he told his wife, I don't want you to go to this person. So it's an incredible thing. He tells, he has such a funny story, it's just such a shayla. He tells his wife, I don't want you to go to this person for a bracha, and therefore I'm giving officially, Mesachta Saita, I'm giving you kinui. I'm warning you, do not have hastora. He uses the best word. We discussed this 2 days ago. What word can you use? We'll use the best word possible. Kishahoya ba'ala chayla, avra al kinuyav, v'holcha el atzadik. So when her husband was ill, at some point later on, her husband was not well. Yeah. So her husband was not watching. So she went, she didn't care, v'nistra imo v'im ha-gabai, and she had yichud, or she had stira with the gabai.
Separate, not the rest.
It doesn't say both. It says both. He warned her, do not. Kinui has to be specific. If a woman has yichud, it's no big deal. Just because a woman violates laws of yichud, nothing happens. It's only when the husband tells her, do not have yichud with this individual. If the husband specifies, and then she has yichud, and there are witnesses that she had yichud, then she becomes a surah labala. But if a woman has yichud, what?
If there's edus.
Edus, that she had yichud. Yeah. And if she admits she had yichud, that's also a very big problem, Shaila. Yeah. But they It has to be a kinui specifically. A name has to be said. So here is the shaila. People
said both. You could have said the rabbi.
Yes, we said both. Okay, it does not tell us exactly what. Okay, this is what happened. With the divrei chacham, he does his name of a sefer. Kasav lichich lindem zemi mashi. He wants to pass the mashi b'moed katan shakol lechad v'yachad kina lishlei mimoshe. So it's a gvaldig makar for this. You think this is the first time such a story happened? V'hibitu acharei moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not as popular as we're taught in Cheder. There were Tkufis and his Rabbanis where they were not happy with Moshe's leadership. At Kidei Kach, could you imagine? Every single, they were Chosh, they told their wives, Moshe Rabbeinu is not a good person. With Chosh, he'll sin with you. And every man warned his wife, do not have yichud with Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine such a thing?
Well, 600,000.
That's what it says. It says over here.
All the Mefarshim say when it says, by Yivku es Moshe, by Aaron it says, Kol Beis Yisrael, by Aaron, by Moshe.
Doesn't say it.
It says, Beis Yisrael. And Lo Chamor Achav Mehem. So see, they, you know,
they suspected
they were thinking about it.
Shekol echad v'echad is a chazal moed katan kina le'ishtad mimoisha ad shemeshor so Yeshua lo yomosh v'chol. And that's exactly what you mentioned before, until the point that therefore he couldn't be yichud. That's why he had to always be present. Yal karchach shekina mishneim. I'm sorry. And it's, but the thing that it also says Yeshua lo yomosh v'chol ar v'al karchach, he's right over here. I don't know how he knows this. That the Mesharis of Moshe, that every single person told their wife, do not go to Moshe because he'll be there with Yoshua and you'll have Yistira, and who knows what's going to happen. So it says Beferish in Chazal that this was called a Kina. The fact Chazal are mentioning this is called a valid Kinoi. Kinoi is not only when you go to, when you suspect a person is going to do it, not even a Tzaddik. Even a Tzaddik before him is called a Kinoi. Ach, al pi hamavur b'sanhedrin, so he said it's not so simple. Because if you look in Masechta Sanhedrin, okay, this we quoted Gemara Masechta Moed Katan, but there's another Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Shekina Ze Lo Yeder Chshat Chas V'Shalom, Elamach Masina Ba'alma, V'ze Einoi Kinoi, V'al Kein Gam B'Din, V'ze Habal Loi Kino, Machma Shechoshes Atzadig, Elarak Machma Shesin Osoi Oisol, period. Let's read one more line. V'chein Ibnei Shaloi Rotzai Shishai Telech V'Tel. So he's introducing a new yisoid. The sefer called the Chacham V'Chidoisim is telling us that even if a husband actually uses the words Hastara and Kinui, it has to be clear that the Kinui is because I'm afraid that he's going to do an Aveira. There's going to be a Bias Isser. But if it's clear from the context that the reason why I don't want you to go to this person is because I hate him, it's not because I would ever suspect that he would do an Aveira with you, it's not in his best interest to do an Aveira with you, he'll lose his reputation, he'll lose his parnasa, I just don't hold from him, I don't want you to waste money. You go to a tzaddik, you have to give pinyon, you have to snap a kovetik to go to a tzaddik if you're not going to go give him a few dollars. It's a waste of money, my hard earned money. I just hate him, he did something to me. So he's saying a very big chiddush. If you can prove, if it's clear from the context of what's taking place, that it's not because of chashat of znus, it's because of sinna, then that's not a halacha kinui. And if the woman were to violate the kinui, she would be permitted to return to her husband and she could still get her ksuba. Yeah.
It sounds like somebody yesterday, a Swedish guy yesterday, says, she says, if someone,
but say that in English. Yeah. If you go to him, I'm not jealous.
Right. Yeah,
you're going to get yours.
You'll have the end of it. You're going to get yours.
Okay, so it's okay. Fine.
What does that mean? They all hated Moshe.
It doesn't mean they all, but there were enough people that were watching every movie day.
You only have good experience with your rabbanim?
Why talk?
You never had a bad experience with a rabbi?
Why were a lot of people upset with Moshe Rabbeinu?
I can't even count the number of times I had bad experience with the rabbi.
So what was the time they had?
That's how we behave. Why are we the Amalif?
It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha.
With you, we have a problem.
A rabbi is a love-hate relationship. Okay, let's go further. We're running out of time. Vihine, let's see what it says. Okay, so this is the first yisoid. Kine has to be because of znus, not because we're calling chashad, not because of a sinner. Two different types of kinui. Next.
Why did they have a sin towards Moshe Rabbeinu?
They had a love-hate relationship with him. Because he gave them Musar.
Oh.
He gave them Musar. V'hinei, b'shut meishiv davar, shadon b'dvar isha, shachoyi miran machanecha, sheyesh la nanu case, sheyesh la asikin in gisa, ba'lachoyisa, her brother-in-law. Okay, here we have a maisa where there's rumors are circulating that a woman is having an affair with her brother-in-law. Baal achayisa shal yedar bekvar samach liiroi. The gisa hizmina lebeso. The gisa, her brother-in-law, invited her to his house. The acha kama yamim girash gisa es baal. Okay, the gisa is his minam lebeisai. The gisa
chased him away.
His minam lebeisai.
Invited them to the couple.
Liyacha kam yom girash gisa es habal. After a period of time, girash gisa es habal.
Chased
her out. Vehi nish oro levado lebeisai, and she now and he and she's all alone. Girash Gisa Esabal, the Hinish Oral Bebesai, the Nosso in Gisa, Bederech Belish Shimur, and they traveled alone. Umachma Shahoya reading the call of the Loipasek, and because there were rumors circulating that there's an affair going on between these two people, Tzava Chabal Shehi Miskaitetes, the Eni Reitzel Loshuv Mishum Shemzane in Gisa, the Humargil Kitatois, V'chol zman shetehei bebeiso lo yisratzel lo shuv lebala. Al-Kain, who ikor le-esr oysa li yoysim gisa, therefore he cannot exactly show what this means, but he didn't...
He said she shouldn't stay
with the brother-in-law, oysa li yoysim gisa, v'shelo tisa ima b'li shoymer, v'yishiroi bezdin oysa al-zeh, he warned her for this, al-zeh, v'gam habal atzmo, Bezdin warned her that she should stay away from her brother-in-law, and the husband also did so. The gisa nasa, she didn't listen. The gisa nasa imal is erev levada biagola, the achach shava lebeis avia, the achar eze yerechaim shava lebeis isha, the ata nesar haravu bezdin in yesh l'osra imbala mishum kino yustir. So basically, we have over here a story where there were bad things circulating in the street about what this woman was doing with her brother-in-law, and we know for a fact they did have yichud, and now she comes back home to her husband, and the question is she allowed to return to her? Sounds like a typical case of a woman has a baby, there are rumors circulating, the husband warns her, he does an official kinuy and she does stira. Now the question is, what's we're going to be? So what are the issues? So here he says, let's follow. B'shuvasai, this question was asked to the nation of Zavar. B'shuvasai kasav ha-netziv, al-pi divrei ha-yushalmi. He writes, the Netziv, he quotes a Netziv, based upon a Yerushalmi, Sha'amu, Shalom Yikanelo, Lomitach Schog, Lomitach Sichov, Lomitach Kalis Roish, Lomitach Mosoin, Patience, Elomitach Ema. When a person issues a warning, it has to be done in the proper frame of mind. Just like we said above, when it comes to giving a warning, that it has to be done because of Zunus, there also has to be a certain frame of mind. V'donu Sham in B'di'evet Kine Mitach Dvarim Eilu Moyel Oilo. There the question was, when he warned her, was he warning her seriously? Okay, the warning there was...
No, the question there is, if somebody made a kinui, mitoch kalas rosh.
Yeah.
It worked. Is it a good kinui?
Mitoch kalas rosh. It wasn't serious kinui.
Any of those situations that he...
was not done. Okay, so if there should be there in kinui mitoch dram elim, a general question, if you don't make a serious kinui, you're just joking around. You're joking around. You're sitting and have a good time. You're walking. Oh, you just have to do with that person. You're not. It's not done with kavana. Serious statement. Do not have yichud. The kasav ha-meiri shaloi chuver b'yishami. It's not clear. Shal halach b'zeh. It's not clear. V'nir livsek shekol shehi came lo yehi amayin b'idkim. So he says that in a such a situation we machmer both ways. That in an event where a husband warned his wife not seriously, then it's not called a halach kinu to the degree that if he would to bring her to Bezdin, if she would have a yichud, and he would bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, the water, the Nei HaMorim, would not work, because it's not considered to be a valid kinei. However, Ella Shev B'Shem Rambam She'en Zem Akev U'B'Diyevet Afim Kinei B'Derech Zohare Zeh Kinei. It is a kinei. So he seems to be saying over here, there's the machlok is between the Rambam and the Meiri. If you make a kinei that's done mitoch kalas roish, if it's called a kinei or not. Omnam Kozvan Etziv Afilu Divrei Rambam, even according to the Rambam that says Ein Akinei Me'akev She'ehei Kedin El Levdika Samayim Loyel, that's the Rambam only means that it's called a kinei that she's not allowed to return to her husband. But even the Rambam will admit that it's not, the Marim is not going to be I'm sorry. So therefore, he seems to be saying, even according to the Rambam, you want to be makel, even the Rambam that says that it's going to be called a kinu, that's only mean it's going to be called a kinu when it's going for the Maim Amarim, but it's not going to be a kinu with regard to going back home. For that, she would be allowed to go back home.
That's why the Ode Behuda, various Shilas, was asked the Adim on various cases of that. So what were the facial expressions when things were being said? Because he wanted to know how...
If it was serious, the kinui was.
Said something, so did you get the impression somebody was joking or not? lagabi certain things, what was the expression and the party that it was said to, what was their facial expression as well.
Okay, so let's now. How does that apply to this situation? So, ach yesh lemash mekanim mitoch kas meriva. Now here he says, if a person warns his wife out of anger or meriva, they're fighting. Af algav sheitochin sheine choishta beemes miznus mamish ele sheroitze lehaknita uletzara. The reason why he warned his wife is not because he seriously thought that she would be mizane. He's just in an argumentative mood. He's fighting with her. Mikol mokam dvarim shebelevim. So here the situation was, okay, you have to go back. I read it very quickly. What the situation was, the reason why the husband did kinui was not because the husband really suspected that his wife would be mizaneh with her brother-in-law. It was just a technique in order to convince her to come back home. The husband was lonely. He needed someone to do his laundry. He needed someone to make dinner. So his wife wasn't home. His wife was hanging out with his brother-in-law, her brother-in-law. So he never in a million years would suspect that his wife would stoop to something so low to be mizaneh with her brother-in-law. But he was trying to provoke her, trying to say something to her to provoke her, to convince her that it's time to come home and do the laundry. It's time to come home, take care of the children. So he did something extreme, and the extreme thing that he did was he said, I'm warning you, don't have yichud, you're going to be mizaneh with my brother-in-law. But it wasn't serious. It wasn't a serious type of kinui. So this was Mashmash. I don't have this paper. I missed it. I apologize. I ran out of copies. So Mashmash. In between the done shirav shirak shirak b'shul shloim rotz lo shavu lo mikan lo semigisa v'chamosh shom beperit shagisa goyim lo davar shloim toshuv elof. So she's causing shagisa goyim lo davar shloim toshuv elof that the brother-in-law is causing the problems that she doesn't want to come back home. Umishumachi oish shloim beis avol tisa ima b'derech avol eloi sirva milo shloim. Love if the wife would be willing to come back. Ein hachashad liznus mamish. Shrei be'oisa amayim etzivach shegisa mezan ima v'im mechavim ki mashmois hadvar mahamei kevar nesro olav d'shav yanav shechtech d'isura elo tzorech loyma sh'ini melechich oi shohu olam oretz v'einu yodea ma'am nikri zinus uchshad shedivri pritzus nikri zinus v'choshav shedivri pritzus nikri zinus v'zehu choshtam oi sh'ini yodea sh'nesro olav v'zeh sh'oimer sh'choshtam. So the basic point over here is coming to the reason the Prophet over here does not even know what he's saying. It's clear from the situation that when he is issuing a kinui, he doesn't really mean it seriously. He just means he's just upset. He's lonely. He wants her back. Don't stick around him. She should not be rebellious to return. So he seems over here to be passing the halacha l'maisa so far is that the kinui that he issued was not a serious kinui, even though he said all of the right words and she would be permitted to come back home, just like what we learned from the Rambam and from the Meiri, that if a person makes kinui mitoch kalus roish, there are grounds to be make. It's not so clear, for he says something in Yerushalmi, it's not really clear halacha l'maisa, what is halacha, but you want to be makel and say that it's only referring to the mayim, but it's not referring to she's remote to come back home. Ella but he does conclude, and this is what the Shaila Meshiv concludes in this particular Shaila, that the ideal thing would be is to sit down with the husband and clarify with the husband exactly what he meant. If he really had kavon, if he really in his mind did suspect there's something that's improper going on, then in Echnami the whole equation will be different. When he made this extreme statement in court, that his brother-in-law is being mezane ima ulai kiven kimashmoi shezanu manish elosh any yodeh shenes shebekach, but he's foolish, he's an amaris, does not realize that by making such a statement he's causing himself irreparable damage. V'gamata mamin shezinsa v'imkei nesholov avalim yoymar as amasla, an excuse, I never meant that she's mamish being mezane, I just meant to say something extreme to provoke her to come back home. Kei shlekiven lekach oish amal lehaknita muterisla. Okay, so that's a new yisoy we take out of this. We take really out of this two yesoidas. Number one, there's a chilik between being minkinei mishum chashad versus kas. Number two, even when he says something which appears to be a serious kinei, if we could have an amasla, we can attribute the reason why he said it was not because he really meant it seriously, it was because he just wanted an ulterior motive, then there does appear to be grounds that this is not called a real kinei, and that can save their marriage. Okay, we have a short paragraph here. Hamosas hasoita al yedei nishuk. He's quoting a medrash. Okay, the Gemara talks about giving the site of water to drink. This is the very famous medrash. The medrash Rabba Amru Ma'aseh b'shteyachuyos. There were two sisters. Shahayu doymoi zol zol. They were identical twins. And one was married. The people in the society didn't even know they were there. She had an identical twin. And b'iracheres b'kesh ba'ala shalachas mehem l'kanoi slo l'ashkoi samayim hamorim b'yushalayim. So my shahoy, one of the cities, was unfaithful, and her husband says, I'm taking you to the base HaMikdash to give you to drink, and if you're not going to drink, I'm going to divorce you, and you're going to lose your ksuba. So she was guilty as sin. So if she was going to drink from the water, she knew she would die. So she came up with a brilliant plan. I have a secret twin sister who is identical. I'll switch her in. I'll tell her, take my place, and you will go in my place. No one's going to know the difference. No one's going to recognize that you are my twin sister, and you will drink the Mei HaMarim. You're a tzadekes. You didn't do anything wrong, so you'll drink the water. Nothing will happen to you, and no one will know what I did. I'll be able to go home. So, he wants to give me the drink of my memorial, but I need Tanea. I'll go in your place, and I'll drink it. Do so. What did she do? She should wear clothing. Love should be the achaisa. She got dressed up in disguise. And nothing happened to her. It says this story actually happened. Okay, it sounds like some mystery novel, right? This actually happened. So when she came back home, they embraced. She kissed her. Thank you so much for saving my life. Thank you so much. She embraced her. When they kissed each other, the one who was guilty inhaled some of the fragrance, some of the odor or fragrance of the sister who was innocent, who has consumed the Mei HaMarim. That moisture of the Mei HaMarim was in her breath, was in her nostrils, was part of her, it somehow was, it came out in her skin. And that teeny fraction, those molecules of the moisture of the Mei HaMarim was now ingested by the guilty sister, and she miraculously died on the spot. Recha Milsa, what's the lesson you learned from this story? Don't kiss a criminal. If you want to get away with murder, don't embrace the criminal. Keep your distance.
Sadekis, if she agreed to go on us.
Obviously not. Okay, Chavka v'noshka yizul zo kevan shenoshka zo lzo herecha b'mayim hamorim.
She died through the reach.
Recha milsa, exactly. Recha milsa, zey milsa. Miad neisa l'chaim ashnemar ein adam. We learned this in Koheles. We learned this not so long ago. Ein adam shalit baruach l'chlo esaruach. A person has no control over the neshama. V'ein shiltoin b'yoyim hamaves. V'ein mishlachas b'amulchama. You can't send. You can't send a replacement. I think the raya is in the end of the pasuk. The ein mishlachas ba milchama. You cannot send a substitute to milchama. If you are called up for duty and it's meant, the person is meant to die in battle, there are no substitutes. Lo yimolet resha as balav, the evil will not save the balav. Havil v'ahoy loy arenu. I don't know what that refers to. I don't know, the Medrash over here is quoting this psukim, but this is the interesting story. He's connecting this into the Gemara. Okay, let's go to the next page. Everyone has the next page. The next page is, okay, this is a little bit bizarre. I know we don't, we're not really learning these type of, what's that sound? Is that me?
Sorry about
that. So this is a little bit strange, but once it's on the page, let's read what it says anyway. Kol ha'oiver aver achas bel mazeh, the Gemara says, me laf fatoi v'hilechas lefonav liyoyim hadin. The sin embraces him liyoyim hadin. Shenemar, yilaf so orchois darkon. Yilaf so means to embrace. The way of a person's life, his derech in life will embrace him. Yilaface
to be face.
to
Boaz's reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. Embraced her. He embraced her. So a person's sin embraces him in the next world. Yalu besohu, they ascend in nothingness. Viyoyvedu, and they are destroyed. Now what does this mean? So Rabbi Sherbi Loz Oimer Kishura Boy Kakelef. The sin cleaves to you like a dog cleaves to its owner. Shenemar, we learned this from coming up Parshas. Which Parshas is this? V'loshoma eleho lishkav etzlo liyos imo vayeshev lishkav etzlo. So Rashi there says lishkav etzlo boilum hazeh lihiyos ima, frightening expression, lo'olam haba, in the next world. That is the punishment. The person is mezaneh with a woman. He has an asik with a woman that he should not have an asik with in this world. You know what the punishment is? That in the next world he'll be with her. In the next world, and believe me, that he doesn't want to be with her in this world. The only reason why he's with her in this world is because he can't control his taiva. As far as her moral standing in this world, he wouldn't be near her in a million years. But because he was nichshol, he was unable to control his taiva in this world, the punishment is you now have to be with this lowlife in Olam Ha'emes. And that's what it says about Eishes Potifar. What? And he gets that. Well, that's the Gehenna. That's the Gehenna. Is to be with her. Yosef said to Eishes Potifar, if I'm going to listen to you and be nichshol with you in this world, I'm going to have to be in your mechitzas in the next world. And that's torture. Because in the next world, there's no Yetzihara. It's just a matter of your spiritual standing. And you're a nothing. To be with you is torture. You're a nothing. And I'm going to have to... That's the Hanah we learned not so long ago in Koheles. The whole Hanah of Olam Haba is to be in the mechitzas of tzaddikim. We have no understanding of what that means. What that means exactly is very hard to understand. But there's a concept that a tzaddik radiates. His kedusha radiates. And no person in this world is complete, and the Hanah a person has in the next world is to be able to be in the mechitza of tzaddikim who are greater, and to enjoy that radiation that comes from those tzaddikim. But it works both ways. If a person does averos, you're going to be within the radiation of the Rishayim. And therefore, that's what it means over here in this concept. And this concept is that you can appreciate in this world with a dog. Every time you walk on the street, you see someone with a dog, you get that, you right away, it's a very polite reminder HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. Maybe that's why there are so many people who have dogs in this neighborhood. People have dogs. Dogs are extremely loyal to their master. And they cleave to their master. Just like the dog cleaves to its master, the sin that a person commits in this world will run after him, embrace him, and cleave to him in the next world. Now, what is the solution? The solution is to do tshuva. How do you do tshuva? So he says something very bizarre. What is bizarre? B'mar shah b'yer shahaveira devukal olam bo le'olam lefar same chetay b'olam hazeh, that people in the olam ha'emes, you go for a stroll, you'll be trailed by all of your sins, and everyone's going to look at the person and say, you did that aveira, you. In Olam Haba, they're going to see you being trailed by all the dogs. So they're going to realize that in Olam Hazeh, In this world, you did all averas. They'll say, you, the Magid Shir, you did this avera. You give the Shir, and this is the avera that you did. It's going to be such a bushel chlima. Every person has to realize that's what's going to come to. V'chein he kishua bo od liyos imo gambe gehenim lelam haba. Okay, these are very frightening expressions, whatever they mean. Omnam. B'shulchan adiz, to the shulchan arach, even ashayam. B'shulch, is that maybe shut? I think it's just a mistake. B'shut. B'shut even ashayam. Hevi b'shem hari HaKadosh. There's a solution. The solution is, now I don't know if you should try this at home, but the solution is, shehevi al shahabo al hagoya, he says a different interpretation. That it means that it's a whole different interpretation. He'll become a Gilgal. He reincarnation as a dog. To be toivel in snow. You ever hear such a concept? Never heard such a concept. Zayin oites pa'anim. Fahatam why? Ki kelev b'loshoim targum hainu shagal. Shegel or shagal? Ke shagal is shegel?
It's worded to
not. Okay, shegel means ishus. It means. It means. Okay. Okay, it's the word, it is the act, is the marital act. It is the act of Ish V'Isha. The union of Ish V'Isha. Gesundheit. That is the Targum. The Targum of a Kelev is the word Shagal. K'moy Sha'amru ala posik v'ha-shagal yesheves etzloi nevucha netzar. The queen. The queen is a Shagal. It means that she was an object. An object of Znus. She wasn't even viewed. The similar is in the Machlokes. What does it mean of nevucha netzar? Nevucha netzar had a dog. A Shagal. Does that mean it's the queen? Pshuta shel mikra means that she had this queen. But according to the Chazal, it means he had a dog. That then the Nebuchadnezzar, he lived with the dog. So what Shagal also, why? Because a dog in this context means it's just an act. What's it called? Bestiality? What is it called in English?
Bestiality.
Bestiality?
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 I mean, something that doesn't with
an animal. It's pure. There's no.
Really ugly. She's a dog.
There is no humanity. A relationship, husband and wife, is not just an act of ishus. It's a relationship with a human being. When a human being turns into an object to satisfy your taiva, it's no different than having a relationship with a dog.
That's the reason why the Pope and all the priests don't. They think it's a disgusting thing.
There's more to it than that. That's a little more. It's a little bit deeper than that. The Ali de Tvilas, the Ali de Tvilas. So he says over here this very bizarre concept that since the gematria of Sheleg, the same letters, and Shagal are the same, so therefore the solution for a person that does an act of Znus, which basically means living with a dog, when Maisa Znus, it's not possible for a person to have a relationship with this woman. You're not going to marry her because she's forbidden to you. So why are you having an affair with her? Taiva. Nothing more than Taiva.
He loves himself.
So therefore a Taiva, you love yourself, it's Taiva, so it's equivalent to having a relationship with a dog. And a dog in Chazdan and Targum is called a Shagal. And Shagal is Shelek. So the person, so this, I don't know what this means. This sounds like hocus pocus. Just because there's a Shegel and Shelek, this is all very Kabbalistic. So there's such a thing over here is HaShagal Bo Shahainu Habera. I guess the meaning is Yisurim. It's not, obviously, it's not a very pleasant experience to roll around naked in snow on a freezing cold day. It's very painful. Even though you see on the news, there are people that do this. They go out January 1st. Teddy Bear Club on Coney Island.
They go for very long.
Mishugayim, right? This is what they
go swimming.
They go swimming. We're in Seagate. Where do they go? Coney Island. Okay. So it's Yesurim. This is called Yesurim. I guess the concept over here is Zel Umaz. The person does something for his pleasure, and he does tshuva. Part of the tshuva sifugin is afflictions, and the one of the greatest forms of affliction is to torture yourself in freezing cold weather, rolling in the snow. You know, I have no idea what this means. Let's go further. Next.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is this with somebody you can't marry or with anyone?
with anything that is outside wedlock. If a person is znus, they're different madregas. If a person is a woman is not potentially, you can marry her, but you have not yet married. You have not yet tied the knot.
Yeah.
It's a kedesha. It's a ma'aseh znus. There's no chiyuv karis.
Yeah, but she's a nida now. A girl, we don't know.
She's not a nida. That's a very big problem. That's a very big problem. They have mikvos. Mikvos, so they ask questions. There are people, unfortunately, who live in a very complicated world where they're not married, and they want to minimize the chait. So they go to mikvah.
My mother told me this.
They go to mikvah. So there's a very big dilemma. The mikvos have a very big dilemma if they demand proof from a woman who comes to mikvah that you're married.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, you're saving her from the chiyuv karis. You're saving the man that's going to live with her from the chiyuv karis. But on the other hand, you don't want to be a party. You want to promote znus. It's not the proper thing.
The same way that it's not sell kosher food if you're going to be machal shabbos.
Right, so this is a very big dilemma. And if you're going to shut the doors, so they'll what are they going to do? They'll go somewhere else, maybe, where they're not so makbid. This is one of the big mikvah dilemmas. There are definitely mikvos. They will not let you in unless they see a marriage ban, or they have proof, or they know firsthand that you're married. And there are other mikvos. Don't ask, don't tell. Okay, so yesh v'yesh. All over.
In Israel, the Supreme Court had a question about this, and they have to let everybody in, and it's none of their business.
But I'm sure that's what the Supreme Court says, but I'm sure you'll go into a Haredi neighborhood, they're not going to abide by that law. They'll say it's a private mikvah.
Her rav has a different shikash of a shayla. And the mikvah woman says, no, my rav says this.
Okay, so these are the, how far does your authority go? These are
my mother went to mikvah in over 26. She's on the west side.
Yeah.
She had cases like that.
Like this, all the time.
She didn't know what to do. She had to let them, you know, otherwise.
Okay, it's a very...
Unfortunately.
Mikvahs generally have, this is one of the big guidelines.
You can't even tell whose marriage is not.
Okay, let's just begin the next thing. This is a very interesting topic. The topic is what is the zman? Now, this topic, the next two sections really are totally zebizet. Now, even though it sounds a little bit strange what we're about to say over here, because we don't think about how much time it takes to do the Avera, there's a very big nafkamin halacha l'maisa when it comes to the issue of yichud. Go into an elevator with a woman. Are you allowed to go into an elevator with a woman? So the question is, well, how long will the average ride in the elevator last until the door opens up?
This is with a camera or without a camera?
Let's without a camera. You're making a good point. No, you're making a good point. Bizman Azeh, you know, you're making a very good point. Bizman Azeh, every elevator, not every, but almost... Most elevators, not every, but many elevators, they have cameras. So you're right. So the whole thing has changed today. But you know, in the situations, you go in, you have a situation where you have yichud with a woman for a short period of time. Is it called yichud? So the general rule of thumb is, if there's not enough time to be in this room alone, even though you're completely secluded in this room, in order to do a ma'aseh avera, then there's no isser of yichud. You don't have to be machmer. But let's talk about an elevator that does not have a camera. You go into an elevator, and the elevator only has one stop. Ground floor, and it takes you up to, it takes you out to the top. How long does it take? Well, today it's not going to take more than 30 seconds, 60 seconds. We're going to see soon that the Gemara talks about this, there has to be stira. The Gemara is like 10 shiurim. The Gemara says, what is the shiur of stira? A man warns his wife, do not have yichud with so and so. She violates his warning, she enters into a room with so and so, and there are two witnesses, and they're with their stopwatch. And she comes out after 3.5 minutes. Big nafkamina halacha, is she allowed to go back to her husband? Does she get the ksuba? So the Gemara says, well, she has to be alone with this man for enough time for a ma'aseh avera to take place. How long does it take to do an avera?
Say with a tree events in the land.
So the Gemara has a whole collection of ten different opinions. How long it takes to do the avera? Why do we have to know this?
That's in addition to the time for it to take off a
coat. The sinar, the amount of time it takes to remove the clothing. So So what's an option? So therefore, we don't like to think about these things because we don't think these things are practical, but it's very practical when it comes to yichud. If you go into an elevator, and the elevator is an old-fashioned slow elevator, and it takes the elevator 4 minutes to get from ground floor until you reach your destination, so that means there's enough time in the elevator with a woman to do the avera. That means there would be an isser deraisa, an eisha sish, for a man to have yichud with a woman going to the elevator. What? Oh, in a situation, of course.
But
if so, you have, it's very rare. But if you, just give me an example. If you have a situation where you're going to be alone with a woman for an amount of time, that the Gemara defines, then it triggers a prohibition of yichud. But if the amount of time you're going to be alone with a woman is not going to be longer, is not going to equal the amount of time that the Gemara says, then there is no prohibition. L'chatchila, you're allowed to enter into the elevator to be with her all alone, because theoretically the statistics are the elevator is not, you're not going to be with her, the door is going to open within the next 2 minutes. What are the statistics? Go into an elevator in any public building. You don't even need statistics. The statistics are, whatever it is, that it's going to be less than the amount. Therefore, there is no prohibition whatsoever. Another nafkamina is yichud at a wedding. When you go to a wedding, what is the shear? How long? Because it's only a chumrah. So it's only a chumrah to have yichud. Then a suin. We want to make another chas and kala after chum. It's not a nikar hadin. We make a kinyan, another kinyan, another form of yichud. The woman, there are two witnesses to watch them go in. How long do they have to wait? Where does it come from? So they're waiting, they're looking at their watch. They do that's a chumrah. 9.5 is a very, that's a brisk shear. 9 minutes, 9 minutes, 10 minutes. That's a brisk shear. He shows over here the shear is really more like 4 minutes. So he goes through the shear like Nick Radin.
I always
used to. 9 minutes, yeah, so it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. To wait. So where do these zmanim come from? They come from very unpleasant case that comes from the sugya of Noz of Saita. That's where it comes from. This daf gimel, daf dalet, is where the Gemara presents all of these shiurim. That's nogeh two in yonim in halacha, yichud at a wedding and the isser of yichud. So let's just begin. I don't know if we do the whole thing. We'll just start a little bit. B'shut minchas yitzchak kasav al pi hamavur besugin k'shir shekidei leganei. One of the examples the Gemara gives us to swallow shalosh beitzim zo achar zo. That's the shear to do an avera. To swallow 3 eggs, one after the other.
Hard boiled
eggs. Hainu tzliya, the Gemara says. It means tzliya. They're roasted. Roasted simply means ugemiya, means to swallow. Tzliya, to roast it, ugemiya doesn't mean to chew it. You don't have to just swallow it. It's not clear. So we're dealing with hard boiled eggs. Hainu tzliya is kitzah. So the sugi namu and the Gemara gives another shear. The amount of time it takes to drink a kos revius, the litzlois, who owes us the same amount of time. The amount of time it takes to roast through the eggs and to drink a revius, nimsa sheshir gimias gimel beitzim and itzkab sheshir toma have kesheshir. He makes all these calculations. I'm not familiar with calculations. The amount of time it takes to. They timed. They sat down and they timed it. They got a stopwatch and they timed it. They timed it. Look,
they timed it on their own.
They figured out. Rav Moshe used to do these things. Rav Moshe used to make all these calculations. He would sit in there, he would time things, and he would take eggs and crush it up. And then they had people that did this for him. They did scientific experiments.
What's the parallel between the eggs?
It's just a common thing. It's a matter of time. The amount of time it takes to do this maisa is equivalent to something that was very common in ancient times. People every day they had eggs. Today we have yogurt and we have, I don't even know, salads and all of these sushi. We have all these other things. But in those days, you want to talk to the average person, the average man. You tell him, what do you have for breakfast? I have an egg for breakfast. The amount of time it takes you to eat 3 hard-boiled eggs. So the average man understands.
To swallow.
And then the Gemara says the amount of time it takes to drink a revius and a half. What's a revius? So let's assume revius is 4 ounces. Okay, that's a very nice number. 4 ounces is a revius, so it's 6 ounces. Take 6 ounces of liquid and go around the room and tell the average person to drink 6 ounces of water. See how long it takes.
Does it take any time at all?
6 ounces?
6 ounces takes some time.
So whatever it takes. Ella Shadon, let's go for the Ella Shadon Sham Sarah Machashiv Gamzman Hatarat Sina. So what's the question? Does it also include the amount of time it takes to disrobe? Okay, so the Maisa, the Gemara is talking about the act itself. But when two people walk into a room, they're wearing clothing. It takes time to disrobe. So in a chanami, you have to add that to the equation as well. How long does it take to disrobe? Well, what kind of clothing do you wear? The clothing we wear, Bisman Hazeh, is not the same clothing they wore in time of Chazal. Right? So it could be it takes less time, maybe it takes more time.
You don't have to disrobe to do it.
The Gemara, the Tosfos says. Tosfos talks about the removal of the sinar, the removal of the undergarments. Tosfos makes that point. So there is, that's another question. When we're talking about roasting and swallowing. Shagoy moy cham shlo yitzan, and you swallow it when it's hot, which not get cold. Hare hashira hanem hashom begimia mar begimias beitza chamo. We're dealing with a hot. Uzman hatzliya lefi hamavur b'shas hare bekefel megimia. Roasting is twice the amount of time it takes to swallow it. Al karuchach lefi zeh haynu bekefel megimias beitza chamo. So he's referring double the amount of time it takes to swallow a hot. It seems like when it's hot, it takes longer. When it's hot, the heat prevents you from swallowing it quickly. Okay, v'hine noida, it's known. Shabashsias chamin hasedil l'shtoisei ma'ar, when you drink hot liquid, you don't drink it quickly, you drink it slowly. V'loi rochag, v'loi rochag loi, ma'ashagmias gimel beitzim chamin, takeif achar hatzliya, m'shtahim b'gimiyasim, it takes longer. When you're dealing with something that is hot, it takes longer than eating something that is cold. Loi pochos me'achilas gimel beitzim koshim tzunenim, not less than 3 cold eggs. V'fishidus achasam soifish, akasav shashir b'kidachilas pras, tehu arba beitzim. Now, we have another one. It comes to Yom Kippur. We wait. If you want to eat on Yom Kippur, doctor's orders, so l'chachili is supposed to eat past the zman of achilas pras. What is achilas pras? A pras? What is a pras? A pras is a half a loaf of bread. How many eggs are there in a complete loaf of bread? 8. It's machlokes. We either 8 or 6. We paskin 8. So what is half of 8? 4. So 4 eggs is a pras, is a half a loaf of bread. And how long the chasam sefer paskins? 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 eggs, that's what they say, is 9 minutes. That's why we wait. On Yom Kippur, and the person needs to eat, so he eats his 1 ounce every 10 minutes, because 10 minutes is 1 minute more than 9 minutes. Now, a pras is 4 eggs. So do the math. I don't know how to, you're the mathematician. So if 9 minutes is 4 eggs, so how many minutes is 3 eggs?
3/4.
3/4 of 9 minutes?
6.
What?
6 and 2/3.
Hutesha Sliva Nimsa Lufiza Shleisha Beitzim Hul Erech Shisha. 6 minutes, ubei shlishi dakos, and 2/3 of a minute. 6 and 3/4 and 2/3. 6 and 2/3. So therefore he's coming to pass halacha l'maaseh, so the amount of time that the yichud must take place for a saita, for a yichud in an elevator, or whatever that, any yichud of laws, is 6 and 2/3 of a minute. The cost of shemarsham shemistama inir nimshach hashiva shesia, shall cost coffee, cafe, yose meches dakos. He says, ugmias gimabetzim shushir revi, if you also want to take into consideration the amount of time it takes to remove the garments, approximately 8-9 minutes. You can't really know the exact time. There's different from Marsham Shik Nokat, Rakli SSA, Svahina Trichim Levar Hashir Haragil Benoini, Aval Beevsha, and Kide Lotzis Mide Savikhain Mitsamsim Hashir al Chome shtakos hoye maspik. You want to be machmir? Who does he want to be machmir? You're dealing with a man's marriage is on the line. You're dealing with $50,000 ksuba. A man goes into the room with a woman. She was warned, don't you dare enter in the room with this fellow. And she was there for 5 minutes. Is 5 minutes the shear? Not necessarily. Maybe it's 6 2/3. Maybe it's 7. Maybe it's 8. Maybe it's 9. We're dealing with her losing a $50,000 ksuba. We're dealing with divorce. So he says 5 minutes. And you want to go to chumrah? So yichud, if the elevator is going to, you're going to be in a room. We'll be in a room with for 5 minutes. No. We're talking about a general. That's a general halacha. It's an issur deraisa for a man to have yichud with an esh asish. This is a general halacha.
Suppose they go to the elevator. It's a minute wide and it gets stuck.
But that's not your fault. That's not your problem. We're dealing with an elevator where it takes an old-fashioned elevator where it's not going to open for 5 minutes. You're going to be alone with a woman for exactly 5 minutes. Am I allowed to enter into a makom where the mitzvah says I will be with her alone for 5 minutes? So it's not so simple. According to most of the calculations, it would be mutter. But he's saying maybe not. Maybe we don't know the exact number. Maybe we should be machom when it comes to 5 minutes. There's also, what kind of eggs are we describing? We're dealing with chicken eggs. Okay, we're back. Vehavi shuvas halahoyos nasan apia yushami yisar b'kiva oimer kidei gilgul beitza v'kos v'rambam b'perish ha-mishnai sham shira ze'azman k'shir litzliyas beitza shol tarnegoyles be'esh be'inoynis, an average fire. Don't turn up the heat too much. You have to swallow when it's warm. And it's roasted. A soft boiled egg, not a hard boiled egg. There are so many variables. How high is the fire? What kind of egg? What size egg? Is it hard boiled? Is it soft boiled? There are so many variables. And how many eggs? You take off part of the klipah, he detesting the asisi maisa litzlas beitza kicharnal al gez shehi begeder ish beinoynis ulugamit the swallowed veolsa biyode beerach shaloish dakois. So he the lahoyrois nosan. Paskins the shear is 3 minutes. The oid ayin the sefer kedem nota mashakosa b'shir kedetuma. Okay, we'll stop here. But the bottom line over here is, it's not at all clear what the zman is. He basically the extremes are 3 to 9 minutes. Those are the numbers that he threw out, and that has nafkamina for yichud and for yichud by a wedding.